Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, February 10th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums. Later, Christina Thomas will join me to help us ring in the Year of the Snake with a field trip to the Reptile Museum. And she takes us into the kitchen at Ella's to find out how a new quiche cup there was inspired by our program. First, a busy week at the state legislature the past 5 or 6 days. Abortion, capital punishment, and guns all had the attention of lawmakers. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has this week in review at the Capitol.
The Arkansas House this week approved legislation that would allow churches to decide whether to allow concealed weapons in their houses of worship. Some have raised concerns that allowing weapons could lead to insurance companies raising rates for churches that allow weapons, but the bill's sponsor, Republican Nate Bell of MENA, told his colleagues that hasn't happened elsewhere.
There's simply no logical reason to believe that insurance companies would single out Arkansas churches for such draconian policy changes when they have not done so in other states. Opponents of this bill have also argued that Senate Bill 71 would lead to visible handguns in places of worship and that this would be disruptive to worship. Our concealed carry law requires that the licensee keep his or her handgun entirely concealed and provides for revocation of their license if a firearm is carried visibly.
The bill, which earlier passed in the Senate, was approved by the House this week by a vote of 85-8. Governor Mike Beebe has said he will sign it, but wants to work with lawmakers on the wording of the bill to address concerns about liability. And there has been a lot of talk about guns in the state legislature lately, but a Senate bill that went to the House Education Committee this past week would make sure that schools know what to do in the event of an act of violence. District 30 Senator Linda Chesterfield of Little Rock introduced Senate Bill 93, and she says that it would mandate the Senate or House Education Committee conduct a study. That study would assess schools' readiness to respond to acts of violence on their campuses.
What it would do is it would require or ask that each school district in the state create a readiness program in cases of, God forbid, school violence. It's a simple deal. It does what it says it's going to do. We need to know how many school districts are ready. Fort Smith is going through it right now. And other school districts, I hope, will be going through the same thing.
The reason that Chesterfield proposed this study is that she is not in favor of a one-size-fits-all solution to address the problem of acts of violence at schools.
Each school will do it differently. Some will have in place guards at their school. Some will have in place metal detectors at their school. Some will have in place a signal that will say lock down all of the rooms. It could be a number of things, but it would determine whether or not they're indeed looking at it, because I'm thinking that some school districts have not considered it. I would hope that it would be similar to what we would do in case of a tornado warning and make it become a part of the system's thought.
But Senator Chesterfield's bill is one of a handful of active bills dealing with school violence or gun control. Two bills also under consideration deal with allowing licensed and trained faculty and staff of state universities to carry concealed weapons on public college campuses. But the state legislature took on other issues besides guns this past week. Members of the Arkansas House of Representatives say a convicted rapist shouldn't have parental rights should the rape victim become pregnant and decide to keep the baby. Representative John Edwards of Little Rock, a Democrat, sponsored the bill. He says it's an unlikely scenario, but should be law.
Think about this. A woman's been raped. She finds out that she's pregnant. She decides to carry the child. During the trial of her rapist, she is served with custody papers.
That's the situation Edwards wants to prevent. He says that's what happened to a Missouri woman before a judge intervened on her behalf. The bill does not remove child support responsibilities. No one spoke against the bill, and there were no votes against it. It now goes to the Senate Judiciary Committee. And Arkansas is on the way to having a new execution law. The Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday approved a bill that says how executions in the state must be carried out. The previous law was struck down by the state Supreme Court, which said it gave too much authority to the Department of Correction. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says the new bill is the state's best shot at fixing the legislation, but he expects further legal battles no matter what is passed. If this law passes, he says 8 death row inmates will be up for execution.
We have 8 inmates on death row currently whose appeals are exhausted, whose remedies are exhausted. And if we have a constitutionally sound method of execution that the courts won't stop, then yes, I will send a letter to the governor asking that he sign death warrants.
The bill passed unanimously. No one spoke against it, and it was passed on to the House Judiciary Committee, though the bill has not been placed on the committee's agenda. Governor Mike Beebe said Thursday that he will sign it if the bill makes it through the House.
Yeah, it's a law. I mean, what they're doing is they're responding in a way to the Supreme Court decision that makes it legal. It doesn't change my own personal angst about ever having to sign those things, which I still possess, but it is the law.
Governor Beebe has said recently he would sign a bill abolishing the death penalty if it reached his desk, though no such bill has been proposed. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.